Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a study I did called Idleness is Not Ordained by God. And I'm going to start in Matthew 12, verse 36. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. So there's a mindset that has swept away much of mankind and is ultimately a snare that many don't notice. Yet the idea that idleness deserves a place in one's everyday life, after work is completed, or before work starts. This is where the satanic hobby culture arises, musing man's flesh with the things of the world. Yet, do we see anywhere in Scripture where God has ordained idleness? That it's okay to shut off the brain and relax for a while? We're charged to build our house on the rock, but what happens when we're idle and fail to attend to the house's condition? Matthew 7:24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Ecclesiastes 10:18. By much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands the house droppeth through. The New Testament definition of idle pretty much sums it up. Idle being argos in the Greek. It means inactive, that is, unemployed, lazy, useless, barren, idle, slow, and this definition, free of labor, at leisure. If one is working for Christ diligently, yet decides to be idle, or free from labor, they cease from serving Christ, and are the servants of sin. Ye cannot serve two masters, Romans 6:16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? Luke 16:13. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. If any man ceases willfully from laboring for Christ, this results in a quenching of the Spirit, and consequently, unprofitability. What then happens to an unprofitable and unfruitful servant? Matthew 25, verse 30, And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When we serve the Lord, we are doing that which is man's duty to do. We are to fear the Lord and obey his commandments, and when we do those things, all we are doing is that which we were made to do. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Luke 17:7-10. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he is come from the field, Go and sit down to meat? And will not rather say unto him, Make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink? Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not, which means I believe not in King James English. So likewise, ye, when ye shall have done all those things which ye are commanded you, say, We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which is our duty to do. When we worship God and abide in truth, we do only that which his word instructs us to do. If we take a look at the verses where the word idle is used, all is in a negative context. So here we see Pharaoh using idleness as an accusation against Israel in Exodus 5:6-8. And Pharaoh commanded the same day the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, Ye shall no more give the people straw to make brick, as heretofore, let them go and gather straw for themselves. And the tale of the bricks which they did make heretofore, ye shall lay upon them, ye shall not diminish aught thereof, for they be idle. Therefore they cry, saying, Let us go and sacrifice to our God. Two verses in Proverbs highlight it as a negative. Proverbs 19:15, Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. Proverbs 31, verse 27, She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. One of Sodom's sins was an abundance of idleness, Ezekiel 16:49, Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And as that verse we started out with, every idle word spoken by men will be judged. Matthew 12:36. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. And Paul, in his first letter to Timothy, gives instructions regarding young widows. Excuse me. 1 Timothy 5:11-13. But the younger widows receive, for when they have begun to wax wanton against Christ, they will marry, having damnation because they have cast off their first faith, and withal they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. So as we can see, idleness is not acceptable per the truthful worship of God and is not a fruit of the Holy Spirit. It arises from the lust of the flesh, and we know this is not of the Father. 1 John 2:15-16. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but it is of the world. So keep yourselves from idleness, saints, as we no longer are servants of our flesh, but servants of the Most High. Work diligently, work for the glory of God in all things. Titus 3, verse 8. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. And 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Abstain from all appearance of evil. So in conclusion, James 4:17. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin.